Blog Talk Radio.
There are few things more powerful than prayer. Prayer creates sacred ground and connects us with our loving Creator. Prayer allows us to express the longings, the concerns, and the gratitude of our hearts. We are given answers and resolutions for our highest good. The power of prayer can change your life. And we believe that whatever your need, wherever you are in your spiritual walk, our loving Creator is with you, bringing you what you need to support, uplift, and assist you. Join Bishop Deb for this prayer for your life. There are things in life that happen that can shake us to our very core. We learn of tragic events that take innocent lives. Someone we love is facing a challenge. Maybe we are the ones facing a fear directly. Coping with the loss of a loved one, a health concern, a job in jeopardy, financial pressures, family issues. When we encounter these kinds of difficult things, it can leave us feeling unsafe and uncertain of our next step. We ask the question, why? And there is no satisfying answer. When our world is rattled, we often turn our eyes towards heaven and wonder, where is God? Doesn't God care? Did God send us for a reason? Why did the angels not protect and prevent things from going so wrong? Our anger and fear can cause us to distance ourselves from Creator, even inside us to lose our faith, to feel hopeless, to succumb to the weight of our sadness and emotional distress. And from that place of great pain, there is sometimes no consolation, just raw and hurting hearts. If we can try and take a big step back, try to see the big picture, to see it from the outside, as though it wasn't happening to us or our loved ones, glimmers of answers can come. And we might find that across this big earth, there are many who face similar circumstances. And in fact, there are those who shoulder even greater hardships and injustice. We become aware that we're all linked together in our hard times and also in the celebrations. And we see that whatever culture or religion or nationality or walk of life, every sister and brother on this planet wants the same thing: to be loved, to be safe, to have the necessities of comfort, food, and shelter wherever we are. If we can stay in that place of perspective, we can see that others have come through their tragedies and their challenges and difficult circumstances stronger and even more loving. And you can too. Awful things can happen in our world. Some things happen because people take out their pain on others. Some things happen because of greed and a lack of caring. Some things happen because we have bodies prone to illness. When things get out of balance, there is a reaction. I do know this. Whatever has happened was not caused by a wrathful, vengeful God. Our Creator is the source of grace, guidance, healing, and love. When big things happen, something inside of us sends us seeking to find the one in charge. Even if we aren't religious, we need someone or something to blame or to give us an answer. We protest. We want action. And often that leads squarely to God. But remember that when Jesus came to the tomb of his friend Lazarus, he wept. When he stretched out his hands and called his name, Lazarus opened his eyes. He took a lungful of air and he stumbled out into the light of day. Resurrected. When Jesus suffered and died on the cross, stretching out his arms on that hard wood, he came back from death to tell us that we need not fear, that there is a place for us in the realm of heaven, of spirit, and that we are loved by God eternally, and nothing can separate us from that love. God does not send terrible things to test us. God does not condemn or visit awful things upon us here on the earth. God, instead, is there in our midst, consoling, helping, bringing support, and indeed binding our broken hearts. So in the midst of sadness and fear and questions, remember that there is a power greater than that which we can see with our eyes and understand with our five senses. There is much happening around us for good that will come clear. And there are arms reaching out to you, support on every side, people who understand and will bring you to a more peaceful place in your journey. You are never alone. And you can reach out to others to help, to listen, to support as they go through their challenges. Love is always the way through. Prayer is a tremendous action when we are feeling powerless. Our deep and fervent wishes for something better for ourselves and others creates a ripple that is felt across the universe, a ripple of good, a wave of energy, of good intentions, of loving intentions. And our words, fueled by our emotions, are acts of love in harmony with the heavens themselves. Let us offer a prayer for all who are facing challenges. Gracious God, I feel so overwhelmed. I do not even have the words to describe my worry, my fear, my distress. But you, who know my heart, understand. I believe that you are with me and are always here to help me. I give thanks for your love and assistance that comes right now to lift me out of this place of fear and anger and pain. I call on your angels to go to all those who are hurt, who mourn, whose hearts are heavy. I call on angels to lift the spirits of all who are anxious and sad, to bring hope to those living in darkness, balance to those who are spinning, support to those facing challenges. I call on your angels to surround me this day, bringing to me the people and resources that I need. And gracious God, I call on your angels to go out to all those people, those companies, those organizations, those in authority, who would intend to hurt, to persecute, to oppress, to destroy, and to negatively affect life and the life of this planet out of their own sickness and greed and malice. Transform them, change them, open their eyes to beauty and joy and love. Show them a different path and vision where all are blessed and all are satisfied. May your love break through and be known in the hearts of all who are afraid and uncertain. May your presence be with everyone, guiding us through the perils and bringing us to a place of rest and refreshment. These things are difficult, dear God. Some answers will never be fully known. Help us to have faith and courage even when things are unclear. Help us to know that with you, nothing is impossible. May this be the affirmation that carries us through. With God, all things are possible. May we celebrate the people who love us, the support that comes, the blessings that are given. Draw ever closer to us as a loving parent, that we may no longer whistle in the dark, but hold your hand and feel confidence renewed and hope restored and light to see the path ahead. In your love, we pray. Amen. We hope that this prayer has helped you in your day. It's here for you anytime you wish to put the power of prayer to work for you. And be sure to listen to our other prayers for your life listed on this channel. More are being uploaded all the time. Prayers for Your Life is produced by Holy Angels Parish, part of the Community Catholic Church of Canada. If you'd like to find out more about us or offer a donation, please visit the website at www.holyangelscommunity.com.